To get permission to run peace seminars at my school, I had to write letters to the rector and create a plan of action showing what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and what the activities would be. Some teachers were doubtful whether other students would be interested, but plenty were. Mostly they were interested in themes like peaceful coexistence within the school and how we could get more unity. But I also used these sessions to promote the idea that peace is not just a word, it is something that we can all do. I tried to keep the meetings dynamic. I knew from my other work with the Red Cross that I would get nowhere if I gave boring lectures. Gradually, I began branching out into other schools and even organized some big meetings where large numbers of students got together to share ideas. Sometimes I was able to help individual students. One girl called Ana Dolores had a lot of problems at home where she was very badly abused. As a result, she was aggressive and destructive at school and was badly treated there as well. Her classmates often humiliated her. I invited Ana Dolores to come to a forum that I was running during recess in the school theater. After that, she began